There's no writer of English literature from the time of Shakespeare that has not borrowed from Shakespeare. And that's the same relationship that exists here. Now, he said very many controversial things. And in the controversial things, he naturally, we know that the Jewish people are not monolithic, and not everybody agrees with everyone else, and that we are a very contentious people, and we don't always take kindly to ideas that are different than the accepted ideas that I know to be correct. See, I know exactly what God wants and how to do it. And therefore, if someone has a different idea, then it's blasphemous. And in his lifetime and after his lifetime, he was subject to a great deal of criticism, even to violent criticism. But he has stood the test of time. And his place in Jewish history and in Jewish life is assured. During his lifetime, the golden age of Spain reached its zenith. And therefore, he is reflective of that. Only somebody who felt at home in all of the sciences and in all of the knowledge of the world, who felt that he could express himself freely. I mean, it's not a poem that could have been written by anyone living in Eastern Europe in the 1800s. Because it required a freedom of thought that is really the revelation that we should have from the poem and from all of his poems and all of the type of literature that he produced. Which brings us, therefore, to the second person about whom I'll speak a little longer, and that's the famous Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi was born in 1085, about 30 years after the death of Rabbi Shlomo ibn Gabiro, and he died in 1141. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi became the poet laureate of the Jewish people. But he's as great as that accomplishment is, he's much more than that. Again, for some reason, we do not have a very detailed biography of his life. We know that as a very young man, he studied in the yeshiva of the Rif with under the Rabbeinu Yosef Ibn Magash. In other words, his Rebbe, the Ri Magash, was the same man who in his later years would be the Rebbe of the Rambam, be the teacher of the Rambam. And we also know that Rabbi Yehuda Halevi was a physician. I think we have to understand that being a physician in 1085 did not mean that you went to medical school. That being a physician was, if a person declared he was a physician, then he was a physician. And there were all, just as today, there were all levels of physicians, etc. But the knowledge of anatomy and the knowledge of drugs was, in our terms, elementary. But Jews were then already famous in Spain for medicine, for being doctors. And we'll see that many of the great rabbis were made their living from being physicians. The Rambam, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, the Ramban, all of them were physicians. In his personal life, he had one daughter. I'll discuss with you later who his son-in-law was. That's also, there's a legend that his son-in-law was Rabbi Avraham Ibn Ezra. But there are many who dispute that contention.